Todd's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Brady, brace yourself. Pfizer has asked the FDA to allow low-dose COVID-19 shots for children under 5, from 6 months to 5, accelerating its timetable. We'll see if that's what happens. But Pfizer is asking to start jabbing kids 5 months to 6 years old. Wow. Stay where you are. Coming up, I'll ask Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. He's a dad. He's an educator, and he's a legislator. We'll find out what he thinks about this. Also, I'll ask him about that place to raise a family question from Wallet Hub. All that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Millions of Americans are in the path of a big winter storm.
This massive storm is expected to slam into much of the nation and continue into Thursday and Friday. Heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Winter storm watches and warnings cover much of the country from Texas through the Midwest and into the Northeast. So how much snow are they going to get? The National Weather Service's Marty Roush.
Areas from the Central Plains, northeastward through parts of the Midwest, lower Great Lakes into northern New England. May see up to 6 to 18 inches or so of snow.
And that'll make getting anywhere a challenge.
It'll be a very messy system, and it'll make travel very difficult.
The Weather Service's Marty Roush. I'm Rita Foley.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is writing the end to hopes of President Biden's Build Back Better bill passing the Senate. Manchin says the vast social and environmental bill is dead.
If we're talking about the whole big package,
that's
gone.
Okay.
Would you
some smaller part of it?
Well, we'll see what they come with. We'll see what people come up with. I don't know.
The remarks by the West Virginia Democrat didn't substantively alter the stance he'd taken in December when he said he couldn't support the legislation as written, essentially dooming it. President Biden is meeting with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders as Democrats work to gain significant GOP support for the president's Supreme Court nominee. That will be a challenge in a Senate that has been sharply and bitterly divided over the past confirmations. The confirmation of Justice Stephen Breyer's replacement, whoever it turns out to be, will be a test for President Biden. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 273 points, the NASDAQ rose 106, the S&P 500 advancing by 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The driver that caused the high-speed crash Saturday that killed nine people, including himself, had been cited for speeding at least five times over the past 15 months in southern Nevada. 59-year-old Gary Dean Anderson pleaded guilty to one of those speeding tickets just 9 days before Saturday's crash, where he ran a red light at Commerce and Cheyenne in North Las Vegas, causing that six-vehicle crash. Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board has sent three investigators to conduct their own investigation of that crash. National officials say they will be here through the week. Nevada police wrote more than 5,100 speeding tickets for drivers traveling 100 miles per hour or more last year, making it the second consecutive year in a row that citations have jumped by the hundreds. In 2019, some 3,500 such tickets were written. In 2020, the annual number grew to 4,400, according to the Nevada Department of Transportation and the Office of Traffic Safety. Nearly two-thirds of those tickets were written right here in southern Nevada in Clark County. We'll have more on that as the news comes in.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
As we check out our traffic conditions on the area freeways, those bumper-to-bumper flows continue on the 515 both directions through that major construction project between Main and Eastern Avenue. Also, Eastern Avenue is closed at the 515 freeway, part of the same project, as they rebuild those on-ramps.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Tuesday, February 1st, first day of February. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall, take you up to 3 o'clock, and of course, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I wonder what he'll think about our first question today about a proposed ballot measure that is going to seek voter ID and a repeal of mail-in voting. We'll talk about that, because guess who's joining us? Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. He joins us. And Scott, this creation of a PAC, Repair the Vote PAC, from Dave Gibbs, is something that I think is long overdue, and I'm glad there's a move out there. I just hope that we can fund it properly and end up getting this thing before the voters. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, don't the voters want voter ID? They want some sort of photo ID.
They want that, and they want options, right? I mean, that's why we've had options for a while. And so I'm glad that there's actually more talk about this, because more than anything, what people want is they want to feel confident in their voting system. They want to make sure that when they cast a ballot, that ballot is going to be counted and then applied correctly, and that the people won't have access to it. And so I think that is important. This is a conversation that needs to be had. And I'm glad that we're having that, because I don't want people to think, and this is what I'd really like to see, is everybody stop talking about stolen elections and talk about let's move forward. Because whenever we talk about this idea of a stolen election, we end up harming the people who have been working around the clock to, you know, give us free and fair elections. This last election, I was really not happy to see where, you know, at the very last minute, changes were made. And it was so last minute that really we couldn't. I think update all the folks out there in the counties that were charged with going out there and making sure these elections were done correctly. And so, like Secretary of State Barbara Sugansky got a bad name because of this, and yet she was given the 11th hour. She was given a lot of changes to try to implement before this election was implemented, was carried forward. And so I'd like to see us talk about it now, so that we're not making changes at the very last minute. And I think once we do that, I'm not at all opposed to having somebody show an ID. We see that all over the place. And it can be done without harming those who have a difficult time trying to get an ID. The idea that, you know, we go around this whole country and we're asked to show IDs for almost anything except for elections, I think people need to realize that that's not a really good argument.
Yeah. I know that the proposed ballot measures seeking voter ID and a repeal of broad mail-in voting came in the Nevada Independent. I'm curious, have you had a chance to visit with Dave Gibbs, who is carrying the mail on this
one? Yeah, no, I have not met with him about this particular one. I did read the article in the Nevada Independent, I think this is a... I'm happy that he's doing this. It's not easy work. You know that, Kevin. Anytime you're talking about any kind of initiative, any kind of referendum that goes forward, there's a lot of time involved, a lot of sweat equity involved as well, time, money. This is not an easy process, but he's bringing it to the people and saying, you know, what would it take to make sure you felt confident in the election?
Yeah, yeah. And even if these passed, there are other issues, school choice, ESAs, things like that, that I wish we could put before the voters, too, because they, too, have wide bipartisan support. And the big question is, yeah. Can we get something like that? Because it costs, what does it cost? Somebody told me it costs $1 million to get with all everything collected all and verified, all the signatures you need. And we're talking about in the hundreds of thousands of signatures.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of signatures. I think you're going to see an attempt to put school choice on the ballot as well. It'll probably be something similar to an ESA. I think that they're going to have some money, but I'm telling you right now, they won't have nearly as much money as the opposition will have. You know, when people are asked, would you like to have school choice, there will be a lot of money here because the teachers union, just they're not going to give this up without a fight. They like the control. They like the power, and they like to make the choices for you. And so this is not going to come easy. There will be not only a lot of money, but a lot of people who come out in opposition to something that would give more power into the hands of parents and students. So I believe this is coming as well. But the first step after you file is you have to get these signatures. And that's also a pretty expensive and timely process because you have to go out there and get a certain number of votes. Matter of fact, I think it's 10% of the last election. Whoever voted in the last election, and so it could be about 150, just south of 150,000 signatures, I believe.
I want to ask you about Aaron Ford, our Attorney General. He took a December trip to Qatar with an Attorney General's group. I think a lot of people would say, "Oh my God, another junket going to a nice part of the world." Is that what this is? Do you know much about this?
Well, you know, it's not unusual for folks to go on trips to make comparisons, to analyze systems. You learn a lot by going to another country and finding out what they do. I took one to Taiwan. We looked at their infrastructure on transportation. We looked at their infrastructure on education and what they do in education. What struck me on this particular one, and if you read the article, it talks about how they wanted to go over there, the Attorney General's, our Attorney General, Aaron Ford, went there to try and make comparisons between our system. He said something about comparative analysis of our legal system and that of Qatar. Now, Qatar is a country that still executes people just for being gay. So I'm hoping that that's not something he picked up and brought back, because I can't imagine that is where we want to go, that direction. I think that I hope that they picked up something from us. So, you know, for some people who say, hey, this is just another junket, I don't know what else he's going to pick up from there. I'm hoping that he doesn't bring back that comparison, put it that way. And he needs to explain to people why he went over there and what is he possibly picking up from them.
A lot of parents are real concerned about what's going on in our schools relative to masking. There was a great article, a recent article in the Nevada Independent, A Tale of Bad Science, Bumbling Policy, and Executive Branch Overreach, which really lays out it lays out the case why we need to replace Steve Sisolak. That we can talk about, but I'm curious what you think of this tale of bad science, bumbling policy, and executive branch overreach. Is that what we've been living through over the last couple of years?
Well, you know, look, if I were sitting down talking to you, just sitting down having a Coke or something like that, and you and I were, you know, talking about this, first of all, I'd say, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like COVID is there? Does it exist? Is it as nasty as it can? You know, when you get it, you don't feel good. And you would probably say, yeah, it's out there, right? And then we would acknowledge the fact that there are some remedies that you could take. What has happened, though, over the last year and a half is that we've had this discussion. We all know, I mean, I know it exists. It's out there. It can be very harmful to people, even to death, right? So there are a lot of people who are saying, well, I'm going to mitigate. But what happened was we took an extreme approach, right? We went home for 2 weeks in March 2020. You stayed home for 20, you know, for 2 weeks to try and mitigate against COVID and try to reduce its effect and try to make sure people weren't, you know, overwhelming the hospitals. That turned into several months. Yes, I would have to say, and if you're sitting around and we're having a discussion, you'd probably agree with me. We've bumbled through this, right? We've learned, we've made adjustments, and then sometimes we've learned and we haven't made adjustments. I don't know why we still are masking our kids. And I love the article because it said, look, as a health expert or as a mental health expert, a lot of times we view things and say, well, is there harm in it, right? If I put a mask on my kid, there's maybe it's not as helpful as we want. Maybe the cloth mask isn't very good, but it's really harming us. And he finally tackles that question and says, yeah, it is harmful. And for those of us who have been putting our kids in masks and sending them to school, you know, we know that there is harm in it because we see it every day. Day after day after day, our kids are impacted by having a mask on their face all the time. Not just physically, there's that mental health aspect of it. So I'm glad that he finally said, let's talk about it. Let's have a discussion about it. I hope that his colleagues didn't attack him, didn't go after him. And I think that was what he was worried about. When we voted on that mask mandate, or I'm sorry, that vaccine mandate at the NC level, and we did this in the Ledge Commission, there was some pushback. There were people who weren't happy that we took that stance. Because they felt like that was, you know, the vaccine mandate was the next step. And I'm like, no, it's not. And that's the part that you were addressing. We're bumbling through a lot of things, right? You know, if I'm sitting around talking to you, I'm saying, hey, did you hear about that concert that's coming up? They're going to require that you have a vaccine card. And if you don't have a vaccine card, you have to get tested. And that way you can get let in. And yet we know that you could actually have the vaccine, still have the virus, and then you're not tested to find out if you're actually carrying it, if you're actually symptomatic, and then you go into a concert and then spread it. That's the kind of stuff that just seems like we're bumbling through. Nobody has a set policy, where the set policy is really, hey, here's all the information, make good choices. Just like we tell our kids to go out every day after we teach them, and we say these are the potential consequences, now make a good decision.
Yeah. I want to ask you about Pfizer. Breaking news just 26 minutes ago from the LA Times. Pfizer is asking the FDA to allow low-dose COVID-19 shots for children under 5. What do you make of that, and what do you think about that?
I say give us all the information you have on that. I'm going to weigh things out. I mean, right, Kevin? I mean, aren't you going to weigh things out? I'm going to find out. I've got a 10-year-old, and she's been exposed to COVID. She may have had it once already. How many, you know, did she build up immunities? Is she going to build up natural immunities over time, or does she need this COVID shot? Does she need an injection? I, as a parent, would like to make a really informed decision, but I don't want anybody telling me that I have to get that vaccination for my child. That's where I think we have got to stop pushing that narrative that everything's going to have to be mandated. I don't know that... that's going to solve the, you know, we're going to have to live with the virus, and I don't think that that's going to solve that problem.
Well, let me just ask you, Pfizer is asking the FDA to authorize this vaccine for children under 5 from 6 months to 5 years. And I guess my question is, do you trust the FDA to give you the straight scoop? I mean, they're asking the FDA for approval. If the FDA gives their approval, is that good enough for you?
I'm not saying it's good enough for me. I still want to know more information, and I'm going to get a lot of information from people who don't necessarily go through the same channels. You know, this whole idea that we're going to get information only from certain people, you know, that bothers me, right? And we're seeing that more and more. Every time somebody has a differing opinion, they seem to be silenced. I like to make sure I get opinions on this, both sides, and then make decisions. I'm okay with somebody saying, hey, you can make it's okay. I have a problem when they get to the point where they mandate it, you know, because maybe I'm not okay with it. Maybe I'm not fine with it. And so, no, I'm not going to give it to them or something like, you know, I think that we just need to have more decision-making in this and less people telling us that we have to do it. So, I don't know. I don't necessarily. The FDA has a job to do, and they're going to evaluate it. I still think that they're making decisions quite quickly nowadays. And that to me is troublesome.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I know a lot of folks, not just in District 18, but around the state, listen to this show. They listen to the interview with you, and they want to reach out to you. Tell me how they do it.
The best way to get a hold of me is just go to my website, which is Hammond4FORNevada.com. Hammond4FORNevada.com, and leave a message for me there, and they can get a hold of me there.
Sounds good. You have yourself a good one, my friend. We will talk again soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you later, Kevin.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's that time of year when the demands in our lives can become chaotic. When people are in a rush, they can become more erratic. Take some basic precautions to ensure your family remains safe throughout the holiday season with these tips. Protect your home from potential safety hazards. Watch out for fire starters. Download emergency preparedness apps on your phone. Prepare your car for winter. And keep an emergency supply kit with you. Research product safety when making gift purchases. Be cautious online. Protect your home wireless network, and incorporate cybersecurity habits. Stay alert of your surroundings. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to dem.nv.gov. Click on Plan Ahead Nevada. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office, in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can Stem for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas.